Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Urban Float. Hey, you heard of Urban Float? Well, if you like to relax and disconnect, then you should check out Urban Float in Rehoboth Beach. Located next to Rosenfeld's Jewish Deli and the new Ocean Atlantic Shopping Center on Route 1 North. Guests of Urban Float get to relax and float in their own flotation pod filled with purified skin temperature water and 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts. The health benefits are profound. I love it. You can book your first float at urbanfloat.com. Just be sure to select Rehoboth Beach location and use the code FIRSTTIME at checkout to receive 50% off your first float. Renew, refresh, revive at where?
Urban Float.
Urban Float. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Well, I'm great.
Feeling great.
Feeling great. Beautiful day.
Here awesome on day. This Saturday, rainy Saturday.
Rainy Saturday.
Yeah, we're just taking it one step at a time and thankful for another day here on planet Earth.
With Tom.
So listen, guys, introduce yourselves so I don't screw it up.
Nice. Okay, my name is Keith Sunborn. Here, I reside in Lewis, Delaware. Been here for over 10 years and enjoying myself down here.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm Josh Sean Sunborn. It's my dad that just spoke. Living in Portland right now. Delaware is where I grew up and where I was raised and always feels like a home to me. So it's amazing to be back right now. But I'm living out in Portland and loving life, and everywhere I go, I'm happy, so you already know.
That's cool that you're in Portland. I'll just share, you know, people, so I've been doing this podcast for a while, and people always say, well, how do you get all these people to come on your podcast? And I say, well, I just ask them. And I was over at all the hustlers' office space, Panera. That's where the hustlers do their work.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And we were over there, and I saw you guys, you know, huddled around your laptops. I'm like, shit, they're doing something. Something's going down. And then your dad came up, and I said, looks like you guys are working on some music.
Right.
And he said, excuse me? I said, looks like you're working on some music. And he goes, we are. And I go, you should come on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I think that was the beginning of a great friendship.
Definitely. For sure. I definitely felt that. You reached out, and we were in our own space, and you inquired, hey, what are you guys doing? And I'm so glad that you did. You have a nice space here, and looking forward to seeing what transpires.
And there's something about people that are willing to think off the top of their head, their thoughts, and act on them, and that's what you did. And there's a lot of that out in Portland. I never really interact with a lot of people in Delaware that had that wanting to know and wanting to involve and work with you, but you kind of brought that from Portland out here, which is awesome.
Well, at some point, we got to stop being afraid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. And we'll talk about whatever, but, you know, I was talking about this with somebody else. You know, I've turned off the news. I've turned off the Weather Channel. I've turned off all the people telling me how to think. When they finally started telling me that Facebook was telling me how to think, which is them in turn telling me how to think, I said, this is shit.
Right.
So I shut it all off.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this to you before, you know, with kids, you know, my message to my kids is, what do you want to do? You want to sit back and not talk and be afraid because I don't know why, because maybe we won't like the outcome or whatever, but
it's 2020 right now too. So I think
2020,
this is the time to cement right now and put in the bricks that are going to lay the foundation for what we want to come out. Like, this is the time right now. And I think that you instinctively felt, okay, I mean, when you were telling your kids, you guys have to do what you want to do. This is the time to do what you want to do.
This is the time. We have shit. You're a little younger than me, but damn, we didn't have half this stuff, did we, when we were growing up?
Not at all.
We had a bike and a TV.
Exactly. You were outside all day in the summertime.
And a broken down guitar. And, you know, but we made the best of it. But now today, I mean, geez, if you want to be a musician, you know, do podcasting, I mean, the world is your oyster right now.
It's so easy right now. And just to tag on to what Josh Shen was saying about, you guys are mentioning the fear, being assertive, you know, I think that I'm a spiritual person, so having the awareness of having guts, again, to assert yourself, to go after what you want. And yeah, so you definitely awaken that within me, Tom, by coming up and saying, hey, what are you guys up to? Fueled by that. So, yeah, I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Don't you think... Go ahead, brother.
It's definitely interesting. It just popped up in my head with how we were talking about you have to, with the tools that we're given, especially people in my generation, there's so much possibilities and things that you can do. But with that comes a double-sided sword because in this day and age, there's so much distraction. The moment you go on your internet, which you do have that ability to do anything, You can change, people change the world through the internet. But with that possibility of changing it, you're also subject to all these distractions that can pull you down different different black holes. So it's definitely a double-sized sword world we're living in right now.
Absolutely. For sure. I always think it's funny when, like, you go in a restaurant and there's 100 people in there and nobody's talking to one another. It's like, or you go on a train and it's full of people but no one talks to one another. It's like...
That's when you know.
We're humans.
We're human beings, and we need to act like human beings. And again, to what Josh Shen was saying, the internet, it's like the genie in the lamp. You can have, there is some positive things that are coming out of it, but you also have the some negative things that, you know, the isolation, you know, people would rather be on their phones and thinking that this is, I'm being social, when...
You're not
being social. You're being antisocial.
We're so blessed to have people like you that were willing to break that barrier, because there's so many people. I had an experience out in Portland where there was a bunch of people on a bus and a veteran got up and said, "Stand up if you're American, salute." And everyone just thought he was being weird, so no one stood up. And everyone was, you know, it was just an example of everyone choosing to be in the world that their phone has created by looking down at their hand, acting like they had something going on rather than interact, which you broke by coming up to us, and that was an awesome moment for sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to rely on something that we used to call instinct.
Okay.
You know, sure, it's like, sure. You know, there was a time before all that. Now, you know, something happens and we need to look it up. We need to refer. We need to talk to them or they. At some point, you know, when do I just say, oh, wait a minute. How do I feel about this?
Right.
How is it affecting me? And what changes do I just need to make on my own? And that's kind of, you know, Laird Hamilton. He's a big wave rider.
Sure, yeah.
And he's big nutritionist guy.
Nice.
But he's like, you know, I only eat plants and animals.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. But that's it, right?
Sure.
That's back to basic.
Sure.
And he's at some point we have to start using our instincts.
Yeah.
You know, you can't eat 8 meals. If you only want to eat one meal, if you're hungry, then think about it, you know, and make the choice. Right. Why do we have to be told everything?
Sure.
Overcomplicating things.
Yeah, and I think society tells us that we're not approachable.
Right, right.
But I'm like, we're just, and you said it, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience that involves podcasting. You know what I mean?
Couldn't have said it better.
You know, it's like, this is my vehicle.
Right.
I'm going to cruise it over to yours, and I'm going to, you know, boom, and say, what's up, my man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And plus, I love music.
Yes, I love music too. You mentioned Laird, and you're talking about diet. Something that's important to us. Mm. And on the way over here, I was just saying that I consciously have been intermittent fasting since summertime. And here we are in January, and my body doesn't want to really eat food until like afternoon.
Yep.
And so going to instinct, if I can just say that, my body tells me that this feels good, that this is right, and I just see this as a part of my new life.
I like how they've changed it back to intermittent fasting. I call it back to reality.
Back to reality.
You know, when do we become so deserving of so much damn food?
Oh my gosh. It's
that's not how we evolved.
It drives you crazy if you think about the world and all the people out there that don't have, like, you'll have a pantry full of food and just looking at it. And sometimes you may see something that might not look appetizing to you, but it's going to look appetizing to a million other people. And it's definitely wild to see Americans' culture with food as compared to everyone else.
Sure.
Well, I just don't feel like the struggles there, whether it's in with, you know, creating humility in our, you know, our day-to-day lives and our eating lives, you know, the, you know, because I was doing something I call just supper.
Okay.
I only eat just supper.
Okay.
And, but I've started kind of incorporating a little bit of breakfast now, but just protein.
Sure.
You know, and really starting to try to get away from processed.
Yeah.
I make all of our food.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. We had some soup next door and it was okay, but you know, I try to make everything back to real. You know, here's a fun question. Do you know what the appendix was for?
The appendix in the body?
Yep.
What
is its purpose?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I don't.
So the appendix was for digesting raw meat.
Okay.
And that was part of evolution until we found fire.
Okay.
And then it became not usable. I mean, you don't have to use it anymore because we cook everything.
So, and then you have a lot of people who actually get their appendix removed, right?
Right, because you don't really need it.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe in a million years, another organ will
exactly
evolve that helps us break down sugar.
That's crazy.
Because we're not built for sugar.
I definitely, I'm even wary if there's a little bit of cane sugar in my food. I definitely avoid sugar, and knowing that how detrimental it is to the body. The body doesn't want it.
No. If it wasn't for sugar, our teeth would be fine.
Right.
Wow. That's
I actually saw something years ago. I think it was National Geographic. They took pictures of some of these indigenous cultures who didn't have the dental care that, you know, civilized countries have or whatever. And they didn't, their teeth decay or tooth decay wasn't, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't from sugar.
Right. It wasn't from sugar. So that they had, their teeth were like really nice.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And we live in such a candy-surrounded culture, too. I was actually listening to some music the other day, and there was a very, very, very profound bar that was dropped. And it was just, to sum it up, it was basically like, okay, well, do you think that the doctors want you to get better? How come after you're going to get your teeth done by a dentist, they give you a sucker, a lollipop?
Right.
So yeah, it's just the hypocrisy of something that's kind of so...
I don't think they do that anymore, though.
Well, they don't?
No, give you a stupid toy, but they're not a sucker.
No lollipops.
But I get it.
There may have been some type of whatever to that, but it just showed kind of as a theme for the hypocrisy that we kind of live under and we live
in.
Oh,
my God. Absolutely. It's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
So let's, you got a bass. And you maybe, we rigged up something here.
We did rig
something.
We got some
rig going here.
I don't know if Just Shen was going to give me a beat, but I have.
I am having some trouble getting it sent over to
the computer,
but.
That's, and you know what, tomorrow,
troubleshooting.
Tomorrow we're going to have Wi-Fi put in, so we might have to just go bass today. And
that sounds nice. I am fairly confident in my abilities to get this to work, though. What kind of beat you feeling?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything you got. Yeah, so, right, we're, like, evolving, us human beings evolving here, 2020.
You may have to put your mic towards wherever your sound is.
Okay.
You know, when we start some music,
right.
You know, and people are just going to have to forgive us because we're straight winging it today.
Totally.
This is just us getting together.
All good.
We'll get it better. If it's so good, we'll get serious.
We'll get it right.
I have a feeling it's going to be real good.
Nice. We're psyched.
Awesome.
We're psyched. Yeah, health. Health is wealth to me. We're strictly organic. Mm. We had them, they were eating salads when they were like, you know, coming up, toddlers. No, not toddlers, but you guys were eating greens,
there
right?
There were a lot of crazy things that, looking back, were definitely wild. Like we had spirulina oatmeal. That was a highlight of my life that I don't want to revisit, but my brother and I, we would dread some breakfast because my dad would be so intent, his intent was to feed us well, and that's what he did, but we didn't like it all the time, but we ate it.
Because that's a for sure. You can definitely feed your children. I mean, you know, once they leave the house in the morning, because I make my kids every morning breakfast.
Okay.
Eggs. Usually eggs.
Nice.
But I cook it.
Wrong.
I mean, I cook it, or, you know, maybe a pancake. We're not organic.
Okay.
We haven't quite gotten
why,
there.
So why not organic if we...
I have nothing against organic.
Okay.
I just, me, uneducated
okay.
and lazy.
Well, I...
That's
I,
it.
If I could just say with organic food, they're telling you that they're conscious of what, of how the food is getting to you.
Yep.
But if it's not organic... We already know that there is potential, not even potential, GMOs, herbicides, fungicides, things that cause disease, and you just...
Well, you know, GMOs saved a country.
Expand on
that,
please.
There's a story behind that, yeah.
Well, so, you know, over in Europe, they had this, or in Ireland, or one of the, you know, the wheat that grew over there was too skinny and tall.
Okay.
And the wind blew it over. They were starving.
Okay.
So they genetically modified the wheat to grow a shorter, stockier, stronger wheat that could stand the wind.
Wow.
That allowed them to harvest it and feed.
Okay.
So, I mean, I get it, but, you know, sometimes I think...
Sure.
So there's good sides and bad sides.
Sure. So that sounds like a really good... GMO was able to help that area, but
there's certain things I feel like that don't need to be affected by the things like that because
right.
like I was actually talking to someone the other day, interesting conversation about how most of the fruits and vegetables we eat aren't as they originally were. They have mutated so much
yep.
to the point they're not really natural.
Probably gotten bigger.
bigger and redder. Different colors. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, brighter. So.
Exactly.
It's not very shiny. Red. I'm not like eating that.
Exactly.
Something from outer space. Yeah.
I do say that, so, and listen, it didn't take me much to pull me down the food chit-chat, because I love chatting about food, but damn. I struggle with sugar.
Okay.
And I've kind of managed 75% of my day as far as sugar goes.
Okay.
But around 9 o'clock, the demon shows up.
Yeah, 9 p.m.
And 8:50
p.m.
9:15. It doesn't matter. But okay. It's, for some reason, I lose my strength. And so what I've started to eat now is organic red Gala apples peeled.
Okay.
Dunked awesome. In peanut butter.
Nice.
It is so nice. I'm afraid. Yes. I'm a little worried about this peanut butter.
You're like,
peanut
this
butter?
Is so simple.
I love peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
Oh, snap. I mean, I'll go through a jar in 2 days.
Okay, so what...
It's good for you, though, right?
Peanut butter is nice. My thought about the whole sugar thing, I was just saying to you yesterday, because you wanted that chocolate. For me, if you start your sugar early in the day, you're just going to want to crave sugar. So I like what you do at the evening time. I think that's the best time to get your sugar in.
Right.
If you're going to do sugar.
Did I just get the thumbs up?
You got two thumbs up.
Go ahead.
The problem is I'm also an addict.
Okay.
So, you know, to you, one Reese's peanut butter cup is fine. I need 10.
10.
Yeah. So it's the struggle.
For me, just on the food tip, I think oatmeal
is awesome.
Is you can really dress your oatmeal up. And I put peanut butter in my oatmeal, honey, coconut oil, and some different, different superfoods like maca and spirulina. And
there's that spirulina.
Yeah, spirulina is so nice. And it gives me, so the oatmeal to me is kind of like cakey, I make it with the peanut butter and honey. It really feels like I'm eating something sweet.
Well, that was oatmeal was a great excuse to eat breakfast. Like, I don't eat breakfast anymore. No more breakfast.
Okay.
I broke up with it. It was a relationship.
Sure.
And if you know what I'm saying,
Right.
Yeah. But you'd be like, hey, good morning. He's dressing it up with blueberries and honey, high drop the honey, some shaved almonds in there. I mean,
nice.
It's... You're
emerald in there.
Yeah, you're like $3,000 breakfast. I mean, 3,000 calorie breakfast.
Sure.
So, but I do love oatmeal, but I had to say goodbye. Maybe I could bring it back at night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or for a lunch. Oatmeal holds your blood sugar for like 5 hours, 6 hours if you get a nice bowl.
Okay.
Definitely,
I heard you're not supposed to eat really late at night or really early in the morning. That's what I've learned.
Cooking with Sunborn.
Yes, nice.
That's our next podcast.
There's a lot to be said on it, a lot to be said on the subject.
Nice.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that struggle with feeling good, and it's a lot of it is because of their diet, and they know exactly the problem and choose to not do anything about it.
Right.
And that's your choice.
I think maybe it's not a choice. Yes, it is a choice, but I think that people just don't have the encouragement or the team around them so that they can make better choices, or, right?
I think we get fat one day at a time, right?
Sure.
We get out of shape one day at a time. Sure. We get feeling unhealthy one day at a time.
Sure.
But people don't like getting better one day at a time. They want to get better 1 week at a time.
Sure. So one pill at a time.
Right. If it doesn't happen fast enough, they bail.
Right.
So it's I always say if you can lose 52 pounds in a year, that's 1 pound a week.
Yeah.
Consistency. You've done something.
Sure.
Consistency. That's all there is to it.
So again, with the whole spiritual aspect, being healthy is something, fitness is really important to us. And here down at the beach, going to Cape Henlopen as much as you can to just ground and get that and get all that good energy in you, and then you're walking around. So here at the beach, I feel like all of us should want to be able to be in shape, right? So that you can have that beach energy, you know what I mean? So summertime comes around and you're feeling good, you're looking good.
Everything's together.
Yeah, that should be. I think that we're in a good place for health.
Do you know who Casey Neistat is?
I don't.
A vlogger?
Yeah, he's a vlogger up in New York City. Yeah.
No.
He did this great vlog. I definitely recommend watching it if you have the time or remember or, But he talks about how, and it's kind of, it was like after New Year's, so the New Year. But he talks about how, that cone of unknowing that is ahead of us when we're young is so big and the cone of what we've done is so small behind us. But as he has gotten to almost 40, I'm 50, you know, that cone of what I may be one day is shrinking. Hmm. And the cone of what I was and what I've done is growing. Because, you know, we put the time behind us.
Okay.
But a lot of the people will take that cone and base on who we are today. And my cone from my past has changed so much that I have to be careful that I don't, you know, feel like I'm that guy from when I was 18, you know, and live that life. You know, I've changed my life so much that and I don't, I'm probably not explaining it very well, but it was very, it was very touching to watch a guy that's at 38 start to realize that, you know, all these aspirations aren't as much of as important as that what we're having right now in the present, you know, and what we can take care of. When I was a drunk, it was always about the past or the future. I'm going to be something one day, or you should have seen me back in the day. But I couldn't tell you about what was going on because it was not pretty.
Wow.
You know, now today we talk about what's going on in the present. I'm not too as much concerned because, you know, that ego comes into play.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm walking around all puffed up and out of control.
Sure.
So, you know, it's always changing. Watch the video. Anybody that's listening to this podcast, check it out. It was very good. And it really, it made me think a lot about my life.
And reflection is super, super, super important. I don't know. I've always felt that just something's always told me whenever I get a chance just to look back just so I can move forward and, like, be able to have analyzed what I've done so I don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah, we base a lot of our what we do today on our past.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if I, you know, back in the day, I was running the streets and I'm not that guy anymore.
Right.
You know, and I have to forget that. You know, I learned what I've learned, but today, you know, the guy that came up to you in Panera, that's the guy I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to meet people,
yeah,
be friends, and learn, and just watch people shine.
Where were you born, if I can ask?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
I actually moved out here from San Diego.
Whoa.
So, what's side?
What's up? So,
what's up?
Awesome. So, what, to what you were just saying, I feel that almost, yes, the present is so important, but you were talking about, you know, you and your days of drinking or what have you. I feel like you weren't awake or something.
No.
Right?
No.
So now I feel as though that there is an awakening happening for everyone. And you mentioned the cone. I almost see that the cone is brighter in the forward motion versus the backwards.
Right.
Because, you know, I was sleeping. And now I'm awake, and right, I know what's important, and I, you know, my family, and giving thanks for my life, and spreading love. Those things are super important to me, and I the pure potentiality of what can be because of this awakening. I'm awake now, so I'm like, wow, there's so much that I can do, and that's how I see it, right?
I know,
I see,
it's awesome.
I see it that way.
That's where we're at. I mean, you know, we spend, I think, so much, or young, you know, your son, I don't, young, clearly, but, you know, they have the whole world, you know, the whole imagination where we've been through it. I always say, stop trying to figure it out. You're going to fuck up the ride.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what we try to do. We try, you know, you talk to my dad, he's like, I'm like, Dad, a shooting star. No, that was a meteor grinding into the atmosphere. It was not a shooting star. There's no vision, no dream, no wishes. It's a meteor grinding into the atmosphere. I'm like, Dad, where's your enchantment?
Right, you know,
where's your dreams? I figured it all out.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow at 7 o'clock, at 7 a.m.
I got out of work. The shooting star passed.
Exactly.
Well, listen, let's play. Can we try to play some music?
Yeah.
Dude,
let me get something, Josh.
We got a sound.
Yeah.
Let me know if you ain't feeling it.
Yeah, give me something.
You might bring that mic over to. There you go.
Okay. All right.
You can turn it around. Flip it around. There, listen. We probably got 5 listeners.
There you go.
We ain't upsetting anybody. Oh, geez.
All right, yeah. We're at Tom's studio here, and we're going to give you a little Sunborn magic real quick.
Okay, you're going to try again?
Try it again. Try again for him.
Let me hear the
beat for you. We're gonna going to call this Sunborn Magic for you. Sunborn Magic. Sunborn Magic. Sunborn Magic. Step down in Delaware, what influenced that magic? Sometimes make moves that could be seen as tragic. I live my life healthy, I'm trying to live lavish. My dad saw me the way to be savvy, not a savage. You wreak the havoc, and I'm watching you while I'm eating my cabbage. My lettuce, I'm growing from the garden. I have to back it up to the time I was watching backyard against. I remember wearing good clothes, that was my cardigan. We had to tell my man time to start again, to do you right justice. I respect the fact he walked up, he told us, look, I feel a connection, it's like electric, so let's get it happen, like ginger, let's get it snapping. I said cool, so we just tapped into the flow, the water, it flows so beautifully and smooth. You know, sometimes I have to go to Cape Penelope to take it slow, sit down at the beach, sweet fruit just like a peach, watch the slow sand recede, back into the power of Poseidon. I have a trident, the lyrical, and it is guiding, it's showing me that I have no rivals. This is not about survival. We're doing this to bring our own unique waves. This is a title, and this comes from inner me. I know you feel the energy, the synergy. It's synergistic. This is realistic. Going ham on the beat like ritualistic. I can't help it. This is where I live. This is where I get. This is where I grow. This is where I get. This is where I row. I'm on the canoe and I will go. I'm on the ice. And we might just break.
Keep it going.
But with time we create. Creators, we are so great. I give light when I look up and I praise Aurora Borealis. This is so amazing, the sky is refreshing my palate. I feel like this beat and this bass is hard, just like a mallet. And I don't really need it, I just flow, I do not need the talent. The beat will tell me where I need to be, like with the bees, pollen coming out from the trees. I feel amazing, the way the bass makes me feel like I'm a sing. I never needed any type of bling. If I was Gollum, I wouldn't have the ring. And I know y'all trying to follow this thing. Straight out of Rehoboth, Lewis, Sunborn X time. I know that you knew us. We're coming out with this just like a crew lift. I'm pulling up my pants, I'm about to go hard on the beat, just like I couldn't help but dance. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Michael Jackson, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. But we put it into action. Don't talk, don't talk, don't talk. It's simply your reaction. We're the people that create possibilities, make it happen.
Sweet. Dude, I had to get up and dance to that one.
I had to break that one down. Nice, Judge Shen.
And the headphones came off.
The headphones came a flying off. Dude, I love it. You got any more?
Yeah.
Can we do another?
We're doing another right now.
What do you want me to do?
Should I grab my guitar?
Sure.
Yeah. Or do you want to do another bass line, Judge Shen?
I think you should do another bass line.
All right.
I don't know. That bass is sweet.
That bass is sexy.
Dude, that really, that had a nice, I like that. I don't know. That had like a Miami Vice, like Magnum PI.
Who's that? Who are the guys' names? Hubs. Who are the characters?
Hubs and
Crockett.
Crockett. That had like that. Nice. Remember that back alley Magnum PI where he was looking for and he found the hooker in the dumpster.
Nice.
That was dirty.
Nice.
We don't promote hooking.
No hookies.
No hookies.
But you can play hooky though sometimes. Nice.
What do I have, right? What do you want? What do I have about?
Slow it down. First, get your mind right. People have false images, get in the limelight. But I live by the guidelines. I remember playing soccer, mom watching from the sidelines. She was saying, go ahead, Shenny, do what you gotta do. So I'm about to flip it up just like I'm in the stew. Making new food for you to consume. I know you a consumer. I'm about to fix it. Take all the GMOs out. I'm the producer. You know that you can't tell me something I know is not to be true. Sometimes I feel like everything you say wrong. I undo. I take it out to truly find the truth. Sometimes you have to hit it out just like Babe Ruth. Then it goes back. The bat, the wooden, that's crack.
Sometimes I go home and I need to relax. My dad hits my phone, says, yo, let me share some wisdom. I said thank you when I know that I've just been given a gift that can't be forgiven. Sometimes I put a ribbon on stuff I say. Sometimes I know that this is trash and I have to throw it away. Let it come back, recycle. I ride, bicycle. It's looking good, watered down the base that says I cycle or icicle. It's like you say it. Sometimes with time we get on the beat and spray it. Sometimes I can't help but let it come out. Going in my pot and fishing for some trout. Red Mill is Delaware. Louis to Super, you know we don't care. I'm putting it off of everyone.
Dude, that was amazing. I'm trying to go live on Instagram to try to put this. I keep getting the crappy Wi-Fi, so but I'm not listening because. But I'm trying to do both.
Yes,
that was amazing.
That was completely cool.
Sunborn, your voice. I was like, what's that? What's that sound?
Nice.
That was you, my man.
Thank you so much.
God, that's good.
I have one that I specifically.
You want to share?
Wanted to share.
Share, please.
Because it's a nice beat.
I wish. I wish my son would have come down here, because he loves.
Does he perform?
No, but okay. He's involved with the band. He does the sound for him.
Okay.
But he loves this new music,
okay.
And I just it's hard to just connect with it.
Okay.
But he would connect with what he likes this,
right.
You know, Post Malone kind of that.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm not comparing this to Post Malone, but just whatever music you young people listen to these days. And
yeah.
I didn't know I would be that guy. You know, one day be old.
And be like, what are you guys listening to?
I stopped.
I get on
resumes.
Him a little bit. I get on him a little bit.
I don't mind the music. I like the message, and I sometimes don't like the message. And a lazy, no job, smoking weed message. I don't like that message. But I experienced it, so I don't hate. But I wish he was watching you do this, because this is. I got a mad respect for you right now, both you guys. This is so, and it's just your son.
Yeah, man.
How freaking glorious is that?
It's so beautiful, and I've got three more, and they're all gifted too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you met my other son, Sam.
Yeah, the
he loves. One. He's an electronic dance guy.
Really?
Marshmallow. He loves all that stuff. He's like, check out my beat I made, Dad.
Oh wow!
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, nice. He next time you're in town, yeah, he would love.
Nice. Yeah.
Because that's honestly, can I be honest?
Please.
That's why I approached you,
because
I saw you guys working on electronic stuff, and I'm
okay.
Like. You know, maybe I'm always hoping to find this guy that's going to be like showing my son some cool stuff.
Oh
and
my gosh!
So that's that'd be
super yeah, this guy right here.
They love that stuff.
So we have, I do have one that
I don't have a baseline for, but you can go ahead and do something.
Okay.
Yeah, bring that. Share that one.
I definitely. next time we get on it, we'll definitely have everything that I want to do on this computer.
Is that mic working? Whose?
Mine.
Oh. Can you hear you?
Now, okay, well, it just keeps on falling down. That's what happened.
It wasn't on, okay.
That's all right, but I could hear it. It'll pick it up. Listen.
Okay.
This is run through number one. We can always do this again. We can.
Yeah.
You guys can come back every week as far right. as I'm concerned.
That's so awesome.
I know you're going back to school, but in Seattle.
Portland. Oh, Portland.
What about that Eagles game?
Yeah, right.
Football?
Yeah, but I have actually have a friend. They're a super Italian family, and they're... That's the one day not to be over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, they go crazy.
I have a bad feeling for the Eagles fans.
Yeah.
I had an idea for this place over here. Definitely music, but it's definitely getting the children involved and like the community involved, where you could maybe do some sort of like a space for people to maybe record, but if we could get some instruments inside here and...
Well, before you say anything, I have to have a conversation with people.
Sure.
With people.
The beautiful people.
I got to talk to some people.
Right. I'm in this pure potentiality.
Oh, yeah.
Deepak Chopra talks about that. Have you read The Seven Laws of Spiritual Success?
Uh-uh.
Awesome book. Deepak Chopra.
Instincts.
Yeah, awesome book.
I'm going with my instincts.
That's right. There you go. That's what
I
it
don't
is.
Need a book.
Exactly. That's awesome. What's that one line? There's a lyric in the song. How do we know? What's the one song? He's like, how do I know? I'm going to paraphrase. It's like, how do I know to get there? How do I know where I'm going if I'm already... What's the name of that song?
I will tell you...
How do we know where we're going? Damn it. I can't even think
of it. You know, the one thing that I've learned, there's one word. Surrender.
Surrender? That's to everything?
Well,
to the river?
To whatever's holding you back.
Yeah.
You know, being a father, that's a great example. You know, at some point you have a child and you're like, you're still trying to balance single sunborn and new father sunborn. And then, you know, after a while you're like, my son said, listen, I appreciate you picking me up. And I said, that's what my job is now. You know, I can't have old Tom, free single Tom, and still, remember that Seinfeld? If relationship George... comes into this George relationship, you know, it eliminated them all together. It's
George,
like
Costanza.
You know, my job now is just, I surrender all that. Yeah. It's just to be there for my family and enjoy this.
That's so when you say that, I think that a lot of people may have difficulty with that. I think that's to surrender to life, to surrender what's, you know, in front of you.
To self.
To self.
I'm a big runner. I like to run.
Sweet.
And you know, if I run to a bridge and I look over the rail, if I woke up on the bridge and I looked over the rail, I'd be like, oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But when I run to the bridge, when I suffer to get to the bridge, I look over the bridge and I say, oh, that's beautiful, but I can do anything I want.
Right.
Because I'm not trapped in that wall of self-centered fear that self runs.
Okay.
No. Suffering.
I hear that.
That's the key.
You're okay. You kind of seem like you're going to this place.
For me to approach you, that was scary.
Wow.
I had to suffer.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
You had to, okay, sure. You had to do something. You had to do something that would be, right? Outside. Sure. A lot of people don't do that.
You could have been like, excuse me, why don't you get away from me?
Right. Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to eat my lunch.
Excuse me, sir. I am eating my soup. But you know, it's scary. I had to go through that self-centered fear. You know,
that's awesome.
I don't want to be rejected. You know, right. I had to, and it was fine.
Wow.
Yeah, instincts.
That's interesting. What a teaching. I feel like you just gave me, like, I'm going through some personal stuff, and that energy of surrender is big. Mm. That's big.
Powerful, yeah. If you lay in bed at night and close your eyes, tell me what you see. Gray blackness.
Blackness.
And then pray about it and turn it over. Surrender it. Say it out loud, and you'll have to turn away from the bright sun. I can imagine the sunshine so bright at night that I have to turn away.
Wow. Interesting, Tom. Do you write?
No.
Okay.
Instincts.
Instinct, right? Just like, nice.
You should write a book.
You know, where it's happening real time.
We'll talk. I write in person.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. In real time.
I want to hear, can we do another jam? Because shit was awesome. This is why I do a podcast. For me to listen. Make sure you let me hear your voice on the mic.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Yeah, can I have a part? Because I feel like I should...
Check one, too.
You're in it just because you said something, so...
I just...
What was I saying?
This sounds like the beginning of like a Snoop Dogg song. You remember they're like talking around the room? Yeah, what's up, man? And then Snoop Dogg just goes into it.
Right.
So what did you have?
What's the point of conversation? If we not gonna talk, what's the point of sidewalks if you and me are not gonna walk? What's the point of hoping
if the outlook isn't bleak? What's the point of climbing mountains if we ain't reaching the peak? What's the point of picking up my phone if not to hear you speak? Feelings get so jaded, and right now I'm talking through my teeth. But one thing seems certain. Once you take a step back, pull back the curtains, reveal the injury that has been hurting, making moves that do not seem to be worth it, moving without a purpose. Underwater, I go like a porpoise, I meditate, I move slow, just like a tortoise, I slow down the medium, taking steps from the intermediate, immediate results are not guaranteed, but when I get on the beat, in Time Studio, I feel free, and right now, this is how Josh N chooses to be, on the beat, it's ice, so I have to ski, and right now, hands up in the air, I feel so free.
We're so free, uh-huh. With honesty,
surrender to it,
that's how we do it,
push past fear,
in this year, 2020
vision,
who is the one,
to see this rhythm,
under the sun.
Under the sun, uh-huh. I have a memory, uh-huh. Once, I had a memory. Sitting down, connected with my brother. That's good energy. Thinking about how we're gonna be in the future. Thinking about if for school I need a tutor. Nah, I feel like I'm smart by myself. And I feel like I'm so stubborn, so I do not need any help. Psych, that's my ego. I have to sit down and dwell up in my thoughts. But you can't get lost. What is the cost of going introspective? Never neglected. Sometimes I think too much, so I don't play football. Too touch, don't touch too much. If you get too close, I might just get uncomfortable. So I have to take it back to get comfortable. Go watch some Star Wars. Get in my zone. I feel at home. Mm-hmm. 2020, the
2020
gas.
Vision.
It's all good.
You're never, 2020 never vision.
Yes, sir. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do.
That was sweet.
That's exactly what we do.
I was waiting for that bass to drop in, though.
Oh, really? What's that supposed to knock something?
I was like, boom, boom, boom.
You could have went him. But that was dope. I got more tricks in the bag.
All right. What else do we got?
I come super prepared.
Oh, it looks like people are like checking us out on Instagram.
Nice.
Live.
We're on our phone.
So this is it.
Nice, nice, nice.
Check it out.
What's up, everybody? Hanging out with my friends. We're doing a little free flow music.
Free flow vibes here on the Saturday.
I almost said rap, and I think that would have been the wrong term,
yeah,
right?
Free flow music.
I'm
like
sorry.
Free flow music is good, right?
How you worded it.
And I compared you to Snoop Dogg, and I didn't, you know.
Snoop is nice.
I love Snoop. Well, I always like that.
Snoop and
you
Martha.
You know how he's got that, like, there's like 50 people hanging around before he starts singing. You can hear him, like, chatting. I love that. It always makes me think they're, like, in a big room.
That's awesome. That's super true.
Should we try to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let me get it in. Okay, I see what you think about this one. This is one of the ones that I had going on yesterday. You definitely drop a little bit based on this if you're feeling it. Alright, we got. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is exclusively for Time Studio right here. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
One woman goes to the next, put on an instrumental, slow down my mind. That means Bajo my dental or my mental. I have to give myself a second. I have to figure out if I must amend the flow or recommend it. As I go, I hop on it and I go slow. This is just like an ice slope because it's all snow. The beat is so cold, but the bass brings it to and fro. All around just like a circle. Sometimes you gotta slow down just like it's a turtle. Look up in Delaware skies and all that's visible is purple. I step in the water, no sea urchin, but horseshoe crabs, I know that they're lurking. Rehoboth, the nightlife is fun. But tomorrow, up comes the sun, and I know that I need to be home before the night is done. I know I had a good weekend, but that was a long run. I know that I'm the one. I know that I was told from a kid that I had to be a son. Rise up in the air, be aware, put out the heat. Make sure it is something that no one can beat. I know this is a game, so I must go defeat. But there's no competition. My mission is to show that the only problem I got is myself, so my rival's gonna be inside me. Pull it out, just like a fishing rod. This is Time Studio, so this a real deal.
It's the real deal.
Invited us into it. Still of a situation. Mm-hmm. So I'ma have to pass the beat to Time. What do you gotta say, Time?
Real deal.
No, he didn't. Don't mess it up. Okay, look. That's what we're gonna do. Mm-hmm.
Diggity Daz out of the cut that I wrote with my homie Jonathan and Sunborn. Shit is dope.
Joshen and Sunborn, you know. Joshen and Sunborn for show. The combination is impeccable. Taking it up on the pedestal. The beat hits so hard, I take it to BB for some medical attention.
Sir.
Nice.
That's all we do. And the bass for you. A little bit of everything for you.
Sorry, you put me on the spot, and I went to some Dougie, some Snoop Dogg. From the 80s.
That was dope. No, you brought me your piece. I wanted to get you in it. I was like,
may I unplug this mic so it doesn't...
Sure. Here, what do you want me to do?
Just turn down so it don't feedback.
You're done.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That was so cool.
That was awesome.
And you know what? Thank you for that, because honestly, we have our setup's a little rookie right now, and I didn't really know what to expect when you guys said you would come on, so I'm going to make it better. I'm going to make this studio better.
But I'm so glad that we were able to be here in this time of transition and creating a dope studio, because when you're not here for the building bricks, then you're not going to be able to really appreciate the
foundation.
So that's amazing.
And you know what? This place is built on a foundation of people like you guys that are just around and great human beings that want to chit-chat and hang out, and that's what this is about. It's all real.
All real.
It's
Can you
real.
Give me a beat, Joshen?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Can we try one more?
Of course. Absolutely.
I'll give you a mini beat.
You should be able to come to the mic, right? Should be able to pick up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, okay. All right. Looks
that
nice.
Can work.
Exclusive.
Edgewater, we play music. We have the power. We must use it. You cannot eat steak toothless. So we think about these rhymes. We're inclusive. Listen, you can feel the.
That beat's kind of funky, yo.
Alright, nah, you good.
Maybe no beat.
Oh, yeah, okay,
okay. Ooh. No beat.
Oh, sure.
So when you wake up and you feel that clean air, put your hands up. When you feel that clean air, the sun shines out today and we're gonna celebrate. When we fall in love again, it's when we make love again. When we fall in love again, maybe you're scared what it really means. Maybe you're scared what it has to be. Maybe you're scared what it really means. This
So when you wake up, when you feel that clean air, put your hands up. When you feel that clean air, the sun's outside today. We're gonna celebrate. When we fall in love again, that's when we make love again. We fall in love again. Maybe you're scared what it really means. Maybe you're scared what it has to be. Maybe you're scared what it really means.
Nice. Dude, give me an ups on the moment. That was awesome, bro. That was.
That's what we do.
You guys just made my day.
You
that is day sweet.
Getting us in here, man.
That is some sweet, sweet jams.
That's beautiful, man.
I love that. And that's you're just free flowing.
Yeah,
he's just I love it.
All the time.
I love it.
You gotta do it, man.
See, I would really be bummed out if I didn't hadn't approached you.
Yeah, dude.
Because besides all that, you guys are just cool guys.
That's so awesome.
I'm always accepting applications for cool guys. Always.
And shout out and thank you to Tom for hosting us and having such a beautiful space and such a beautiful spot to be at, because this place is amazing.
Will you guys come back?
Well, without a doubt.
We have to.
So stoked.
We have to. Yeah.
Totally. We're going
to
be like
so
fixtures
real,
here.
So real quick, where are you going? You going back to school?
Portland. Yep, Portland. I'm going to be there till summer. We're going to be back for the summer for some summer vibes.
There you go, a little bit better.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yep, I'm going back out there in a couple of days, and we will be back full jam session.
Well, listen, let's stay.
You will be, but I'm local, so I'm going to be here, Tom. Excuse me, and I want to be able to come back and
dude, you can come back. You can come back anytime. Absolutely.
I hope that invite is real because
have you got do you got some friends that play music?
Oh my gosh, yeah, bro.
So we can maybe we'll just start a podcast. Me and Sunborn.
I'm like so stoked.
Friendship.
I feel like I'm. Like Christmas came here in January for me. And
well, listen, we do the Delaware Live podcast. I mean, the Delaware Live music podcast, which with Jim Rizek, and that's great. The problem is, it's just a lot on Jim, and I feel like there's so many people that have music and that we can bring on, and so that maybe you know me and you, Sunborn, can do that. We can bring on your friends, and we can bring people with music, and we'll try them out. We'll test them out, and if they're good, then we'll send them over to Jim.
I'm so stoked, Tom. I'm so glad to have met you, and I really believe that this is going to be an amazing year.
Absolutely, brother.
And for anyone who's listening out there, what has happened for us, what did we talk about? Just pushing past that fear, right?
Absolutely.
Be assertive and surrender. Right? Surrender.
There's nothing wrong with surrendering.
That's right. Let the river take you.
It's redefining the line. Of success.
Nice.
Always put your line in the sand so you can change it, right?
Yes, indeed. Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
All right, guys. Hey, love you guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much.
It.
Take
and
care.
Have a safe
Thank you,
trip, brother, back to Seattle. Or what do I keep
Portland,
saying?
You know.
Portland, I apologize. Have a safe trip back to Portland.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back on, and have a great day.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Yes. That was so much fun.